From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The activist group Dream Defenders was founded in Florida 2.5 years ago after the shooting death of Trayvon Martin in Sanford. Since then, the group has taken on causes largely related to gun violence, in particular protesting Florida's Stand Your Ground law. The law enables potential crime victims to stand their ground and use deadly force to defend themselves. Group members staged a month-long sit-in at the Capitol last year seeking changes in the law. Now they're out with a campaign through Election Day called Vest or Vote. Political Director Sierra Taylor joins us from a home in Miami where the group is based. Sierra, tell us about the Vest or Vote campaign.
The campaign is reminiscent of Malcolm X's The Ballot of the Bullet speech. And so what we're trying to do, and I think that we've done, is spark conversation around the importance of voting and how it directly correlates to our everyday lives.
Walk us through the public service announcement the group is running. Describe what's happening.
In the PSA, you see an intimate moment with a mother and her teenage son, Randy. And Randy is playing a video game just like any teenage boy would do, getting ready for school.
You steady?
Yes, Mom.
You know, baby, I'm gonna need you to wear that vest today.
Mom, are you serious? I'm not gonna wear that vest.
I need to know when I'm at work that you're going to be safe. Do it for me.
All right, Mama, I'll do it for you.
The ad is pretty dramatic. The idea that society is on the verge of parents putting bulletproof vests on their children. Is this symbolic, or do your members really feel like it's come to this?
I think that when the idea for the PSA was imagined, we were looking at the world through a lens of what it could be. But something that I'm seeing that's really frightening, actually, is that there are actual parents who are reaching out to us wondering if they could, in fact, get the vest for their children. So, unfortunately, this reality that we're presenting in the commercial isn't so far-fetched.
Well, the billboard does seem pretty realistic. We see a boy wearing a bulletproof vest. The ad encourages customers to buy one for $150. You've also launched a parody page at dreamdefenders.org where it looks like you're selling something called the Dream Vest, but really you're not. And so this is all part of the campaign. So you're using the hashtag Vest or Vote. Why do you say that voters have the option of voting or putting bulletproof vests on their children?
Both sides of the aisle are voting in favor of laws like Stand Your Ground, like zero tolerance policies, and laws that will allow for the children of parents of color to be targeted and profiled in their communities. So when we say vest or vote, we mean it. We mean that you need to vote or you need to come to the realization that your child may soon need to wear a vest just to be safe in their own community.
Which candidates in particular are you recommending voters support in order to avoid resorting to outfitting their kids with bulletproof vests?
The Dream Defenders, we're not aligned with any political party, so we instead encourage our constituency to vote along the issues that our communities are most affected by. So starting in the spring of this year, we were passing out dream pledges that people are able to sign to pledge that they will vote in the election this year. And so the Dream Pledges have a myriad of topics, including Stand Your Ground, the school-to-prison pipeline, immigration, police brutality, among other issues. And so we're asking for the people who care about these issues to really do their research this year and figure out if the candidates are aligned with their issues and not just because of the way they look or what party they're representing.
Sierra Taylor, political director for the Dream Defenders, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.